Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Can you guys hear me just fine?
Hello and welcome to Crackin' Crime. I'm your host, Jamie Tilson.
I'm your co-host, Layseth Tilson.
And I'm here too, I guess.
Oh!
We got Jacob over here in the background. Say hi, buddy. Testicles 1-2, it's working.
Hello.
Hello.
There he is.
There he is.
There's the kid. There's the one.
That's right. We got Jacob with us today.
He suspiciously looks like he's on steroids right now. To me, anyone who has bigger arms than me is automatically on steroids.
Got nothing?
It's a compliment. You look jacked.
Just testing my fat over here.
Anywho, we'd like to thank our patrons.
Oh, patrons! Speaking patrons. Of Patreon.
Yeah. Sexy Mexi.
That's El, Texas?
In France, I would call him Lay Garcia. You Americans wouldn't understand.
Then we also got Grandma Sandy Tilson. She's another one of our patrons.
Love you, Grandma. Sorry in advance. I don't know what
you're
going to
say. Thank you, Mom. We appreciate it.
I'm still in here, and Seth's already apologizing.
And then we got...
That's a thing. Go ahead.
Our other Patreon is Phelps Harvest.
Phelps Harvest.
That's right. Check them out on Facebook,
CBD
Phelps Harvest.
Stuff? You know, you guys better up that ante, though. You want to keep getting, like, detailed shout-outs. It's a very cheap advertisement. You do have a great product, though. Love it.
Yeah, but very good product.
Let's talk turkey, homie.
You guys will not have to pay if you guys just start giving me turkeys.
What?
We're not talking about actual turkeys, you fat ass.
Yeah, we don't want turkeys. We're talking about money.
Yeah. I like a good turkey. I'm more of a ham guy, though, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That. We're also doing a giveaway.
I feel like you're always giving away.
I know, we're doing a giveaway drawing.
Like every,
did I tell you?
Like every person.
I know, we really need to draw that. We've been drawing this out for a long time.
Oh my god, yeah, we do. Wow.
Yeah, well, because I got sick and.
Yeah.
Oh, he's dude.
Been. What has it been, like 5 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
It's up there.
It's up there. It's
over a month, I'm pretty sure.
Well, it's over a month.
Anyway, speaking of ham. Jacqueline, my girlfriend, you know, her dad owns the Spady car dealership here in town, and he wanted, you know, he gave everybody a Christmas bonus. He also wanted to get him a ham. So he sends Jacqueline to the grocery store here in town and says, hey, get everyone that works here a ham. So she needs, she got nine employees. She needs nine hams. They go into Sunmar and he's like, we have a one ham a person rule. And then one of her friends is a manager there. He walks up like, you're fine, just get them all. But she had to buy each one of them individually. Yeah. Oh, and she needed nine. Man. They only had eight. So she had to sit there, ring one up, run the card. Ring one up, run the card for eight. And then she had to go to Marketplace and get the other one.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I kept texting her like 20 minutes later, like, what are you doing? Still getting hams. Like, weird.
It's a lot of work for a ham.
It's a lot of meat.
I think I would have just contacted a different place and been like...
I think so. I'm like, yeah. We'll go to Walmart later. We'll right. get you.
I just need nine hams. Somebody yeah. just give me nine hams.
Somebody give me nine hams. Yeah.
You please. Don't need to make it this big of a deal.
I don't even need any stuffing. Just give me a nine hams.
I have to remind myself awesome. I'm actually in the episode and not just watching. I'm like the perfect spot to watch both of you.
That's right.
So, perfect. It's a good that's angle. Right. That's what you need. That's a trick to any good thing.
Good angle. Oh, man.
Like the
so we're talking about right we're talking about this giveaway. Bijan's Jerky. It's Bijan's
Gold Rush
jerky. Beef Jerky.
Best meat. You never can... put in and around your mouth.
I love it. Why would you put it around your mouth?
It's that that's good. What Seth does. I like to lick my cheek later. I'm like, oh, sweet and spicy barbecue, fantastic.
we usually get the beef and cheese.
Ooh, that's, I like oh, those I get that beef too. And cheese sticks. That's Jacqueline's those are awesome.
Favorite. We put it in the fridge, eat it cold.
Mm. That's right.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Well, if you want to get in on that, we changed our TikTok account. Now it's at Crackin' Crime.
I didn't know that.
I did.
I don't have access to it. It's probably good.
But it's still at Crackin' Crime now. We did, Seth and I did a couple of TikToks last week and threw them out there. They are amazing.
Not bad for our first time. 80,000 views on Facebook. What is it? 9,000, almost 10,000 on TikTok. Almost 10,000. We need more followers on TikTok. Do us a favor. Follow it.
Yeah.
Follow the TikTok.
So that's what we're doing. That's what this whole giveaway is about. You want beef jerky. You want Bijan's Gold Rush beef jerky. You go to our...
TikTok. I'll tell you what else.
Follow us.
Over the next 3 days, whoever follows us on TikTok, I personally am going to buy nine hams. And we're going to throw all those names into a freaking hat, and we're going to draw it. So follow us on TikTok.
We're going to draw hams.
I'm literally going to draw... you're going to get hams. Nine of them. And I'm going to buy each one of them individually.
And if you live too far away, we'll just ship it off.
And I got a checkbook. I'm writing nine checks for fucking $14.94.
Somebody do the math real quick.
That's a lot of money.
Doesn't even matter.
$14.
Yeah. It'd be almost $140.
Follow
it'd be like
TikTok.
$130 and tax. But you're creeping up on $150 and then another $150 in shipping.
Some of those ham checks might bounce. I don't know.
So anyway, speaking of buying stuff, go check us out on Patreon.
I am literally going to Florida in the morning. 4 o'clock in the morning.
We did an episode about Florida Man, and Seth decided he needs to go see some of these Florida men's.
Check it out firsthand. We're going to have a reporter on scene.
That's right.
As of tomorrow afternoon.
That's right. We are going to try to figure out a way. He's going to take videos and shoot them to me.
It's
we're going to
do some exactly. fun stuff. By the way, we've been there. It's not exciting as
yeah, but we're, I'm going more south than where I've been. I've only been to Pensacola and Destin. Now I'm going to Orlando.
Right. We've been to Orlando a few times.
Well, I haven't.
I know, and it's going to be great. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to get it's on a plane fun. At 19 degrees outside. Oh, wait, I'm going to walk out at 70-something.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Was it the beach yeah. in Alma, or was it the beach in Orlando that we met the one kid that was literally just like yelling diabetes when we told Haley about it, or told him about Haley's diabetes?
I have no clue. I do not recall a boy doing that at all.
He just repeatedly started screaming, diabetes, diabetes.
That it's is funny.
The funny thing is, it's 100% true. Me and Haley both remember it. Haley's just like checking her pump or something. While in the water.
And then this kid just got like
he's
all
like,
excited.
He's like talking to us and he's like, oh wait, what's that? And he's having this normal conversation. And then Haley's like, oh yeah, I have diabetes. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, diabetes, diabetes.
Oh, that's funny. Awesome.
It's like one of those things where it's like, can I get away from that man? And then now you're laughing about it. So. It's like the stories that's uncomfortable when you experience it, but now you're laughing at it.
Basically, you just described Florida in a nutshell.
You did. You did.
The whole time. It's like, I am so uncomfortable to be here. This is crazy. Yeah. And then afterwards, looking back, you're like, man, I got to go back. I don't know why.
It was a great time.
Yeah.
I loved everybody. Oh, I was bored the entire time I was in Florida last time.
All right. We are way off topic.
We got to get on subject.
We got to get on point. Seth has a plane to catch early. We got to get rocking and rolling.
He said 4 a.m.
What's the topic of this story?
Yes, dude, 4 a.m. This one is going to be called Kraken some Mike Tyson.
I like Mike Tyson. He was really good at golf. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, I don't think that's right.
Made out of golf. We'll look it up. We'll have one of our techs look it up.
And I would like to throw out a quick disclaimer before we start this, okay? Which we haven't been doing disclaimers lately that much anyway.
At all.
But this time I want to because I am scared to death of Mike Tyson.
Same.
You do not need to come beat us up, and I am going to make fun of you. This is going to happen.
We're going to make fun of you a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to come to our address right. And just like one tap us.
It's going to get super serious. It really is.
See, now he understands. Yeah, he just thought he was talking
Please
to
don't beat me up.
I thought you would say something like, it's because because our name is Tilson. Like,
oh, Tilson? Yeah. There's two T's. For Tyson and Tilson.
Both have a T. That's right. And a song.
So if Mike Tyson, if you're hearing this and I make fun of you a lot, just laugh, all right?
We love you.
Yeah, yeah, we really are. I mean, yeah. Okay, anyway. So, moving on.
You just gotta, like, put a cross.
If you're really mad, when I get off of the Sam Elliott mustache ride, I'll hop right back on there for you. You know? I'm not even gay. I just don't hurt me.
So Mike Tyson rises to fame in 1986 when he beats Trevor Burbick and became, at 20 years old, the youngest heavyweight champ in boxing history.
Boom.
Boom.
Dude was a beast back then.
Oh, dude, he
still
was.
Still is, but...
Animal. Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like...
Oh, yeah. He was like, holding back on that fight, that last fight he did.
Oh,
who was that, Sugar?
No. No, dude, that was...
That was a long time ago.
It wasn't long. It was like a year ago.
2 years ago.
It wasn't 2020. It was like a year.
It was before COVID, I thought.
No, it wasn't. It was after... It's since COVID. I have no goddamn clue. I watched it, though. And it was... Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's also has a couple of rap songs.
There
too.
Was,
he was
one
on the cover
time.
Of the boxing game.
So he popped Roy Jones, and he started to come up with an uppercut.
You could see him hold back,
and you saw him pull it back, and then he bit his own glove.
Yeah,
and you're like, he knocked him out right there. That was it. Yeah. Roy Jones was done, and I loved watching Roy Jones.
I
in
love
the
Roy.
90s.
I'm a huge fan of Roy Jones.
I am too.
Junior also,
but he ain't Mike Tyson.
No, and I wish Mike Tyson could get a fight where there was no fucking contract or no signing, like holding back, and you could just let loose and just put him with somebody around his age and just see what happens. Put him with somebody younger; it doesn't matter. I think he still whoops him even at his age.
Oh,
right now.
Dude,
he's such a
you put him in the ring
beast.
With me right now, and I go a full round.
No,
full
so you don't.
Round.
You're gonna get
don't
nice.
Last
wait,
one
wait,
punch.
Wait. I forgot that a round's longer than 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, literally, no, yeah. Not even 30 seconds. The time, the amount of seconds it takes you to do
for,
the four
for him
steps
just to, like,
to meet him in
walk
the middle.
To me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would literally...
Like, I've got my
even,
hands up, he hits my arms, they hit my face, knock me out.
The bell would ring and I wouldn't move forward. I'd slide against the rope like, which way are you going? Where are you going to go? I'm juking the shit out of you. I'm trying to make it as long as I possibly can. I'm literally going to run away from you.
He's going to have his arms up, like, screaming.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord.
Please, oh, Lord!
Please stop it. I'll suck your dick. Sorry, Jacob. And very sorry, Grandma.
Oh,
You're so, a horny fucking wiener dog. You heard me say, suck your dick. And he's like, I'm fucking
take care of that thing. Do something with it real quick. Sorry. We don't want another episode where he's barking the whole episode.
He's gone.
Good. So he's born in Brooklyn, New York. He's got a troubled childhood, and he's sent to a reform school in upstate New York.
Okay.
Yeah. This is where he learned to whip dad ass. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. His boxing talent was discovered, and he flourished under the tutelage of legendary trainer Cuss D'Amato. He turns pro in 85.
Wait, did the man cuss a lot?
Absolutely. Like it's a sailor.
It's actually pronounced Coos. It's French. Don't talk about my language.
And it's D'Amato. Yeah. I don't really know. D'Amato.
You gotta roll the R. D'Amato?
D'Amato. D'Amato.
There's not an R, is there?
D'Amato.
We're probably
moving on.
Moving on. So basically, I want to give a quick tutorial. Like, I think this is what happened. Okay? Because, let's see. He's discovered in... Well, he turns pro in 85. He's born in 66. He's the heavyweight champ of the world in 86. He's 20. So I'm going to guess he's about 14. This is my guess.
When he starts. That's a good guess.
It's a good guess. Estimate. Yeah, I mean, he's
around my
age. I think I heard
he's in Brooklyn.
Too. I just refused to watch the Hulu documentary on him because Mike Tyson himself was like, that's not even right. Like, I don't even like it. So that's why I haven't watched the documentary.
Oh, really? I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yeah, there's a thing called Tyson where they do okay, like well, a documentary if you work, show thing on him.
If you work at Hulu,
like
if so you work at Hulu, and you're looking for, this is the story. Okay.
Get your info here.
Okay. Don't
Tyson,
Google this
if you
shit.
You can't remember your past. Talk
right.
to us.
Talk to us.
We'll tell you how.
We're getting ready to head in.
I'm pretty sure Seth thinks that as soon as he's willing to watch this, Tyson's just going to come into his house and.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections through Hers. Pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Knock him out.
Oh. No, it's out of respect for him.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
No, and I absolutely think that may happen. Yeah.
I hope so. Get a picture.
Absolutely. He'll do it when there won't
you'll
be a picture.
You'll see me with my thumbs up, and then you'll see me like unconscious on the floor.
That's right. And then a month later when he wakes up and we're in the hospital
I'll
next to him, he'll do the
like,
same
that
thing.
That was awesome. I have brain damage.
That's severe concussion.
So I'm not doing
worth
the math.
It. I'm never watching this cheek again.
So I'm going to assume it's about 1980. Okay. A young 14-year-old, spry.
When was he
Mike
born?
Mike Tyson. He's born in 66.
Okay, that makes
yeah,
sense.
So it makes
right.
sense.
So you are doing your math.
I was doing the math. Right. Yeah, I'm making some stuff up here, but I'm not making up too much.
Mostly, right?
I would say around
this is,
my age.
Then. And this isn't making stuff up. This is assuming
you know
something.
I'll finish your drink.
Don't finish my drink. That annoys the crap out of me. You can go make me another one.
Okay, fine.
No, he just chugs my drink. It's like he walks upstairs. He's like, oh, hey, yeah. I'm taking dad's
you're lucky
juice.
I didn't. You're
drinks
lucky.
The whole thing.
You're lucky I didn't finish this one.
Okay, let me get through this. Man. All right. So it's 1980, right? You got about a 5'4", about 145-pound Mike Tyson. Okay.
That Mike Tyson... was born 31 inches long, 48 pounds, 6 ounces.
All right. So 5'4", 145-pound Mike Tyson, walking around Brooklyn, New York, like, yo, what's up?
cup.
It's 1980.
You guys want to get some licorice?
Licorice? Licorice? And then...
Don't make fun of me.
I love black licorice.
And then, basically, he got picked on all the time. And so he started lifting some weights, and he started beating the crap out of people, like, quickly, right? Becomes a really, really good fighter. And then that's when old Cuss.
Cuss.
Is like, son of a biscuit eater on fire. That guy can fight. You know what I'm saying? He's knocking people out after four hits. Imagine me training him, right? So that's basically what happened. He starts training him. And then, again, by 1986, heavyweight champion
getting,
of the world.
Tyson's getting picked on left and right. And that guy's like, I like that. I like him. He's kicking ass.
I like that guy. He's kicking dead ass.
Yeah, he's on the ground. He's bleeding. He's doing great. I can make something great out of him.
He might be able to take a hit later.
So, basically, he's the baddest SOB on the planet until 1990.
The year I was born.
Wow, that's probably why. Yeah, there was a lot of disappointed people then. He probably was like, we need to cancel this fight because this weird kid was just born.
On New Year's Eve, the last right. day of the year.
Right.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, it's going to happen this year. Well, let's put it off to 91. So he basically had other things on his mind and he didn't. But he fights James Buster Douglas.
Buster Douglas.
And Buster Douglas knocks out Mike Tyson. Mm. So this pisses him off like crazy. So in July of 91, he meets Desiree Washington at a rehearsal for the Miss Black America pageant in Indianapolis, Indiana.
That's pretty fun. Hang on just a second. High school there.
Indianapolis is just kind of south, like Lake Superior. Mm. Chicago's a little north up there.
Barely.
Hey, Dad, do you ever want to go?
Yeah. Well, still north of it.
Well, I
agree. Well, I'm just trying to explain to people like you the where Indianapolis would be.
I literally graduated high school in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Well, I didn't.
Lived there for like 7 years.
I'm sorry, I didn't explain
You've been
that.
To Indianapolis. Peyton You've Manning, got an aunt that lives there.
Greatest quarterback of all time.
You explain it right now.
So, he's with Miss Desiree Washington, and she accompanies Tyson back to his hotel room, where in the early hours of July 19th, Washington claims that Mike Tyson rapes her. Tyson then claims that the sex was consensual. The world-famous fighter is indicted by a grand jury in September of that year, and then he's convicted in February of 92. In March, he begins serving his term. I believe they did like a 10-year sentence on him.
Jeez.
With a 4-year deferred. And then in March, he begins serving his term at the Indiana Youth Center near Plainville, Indiana. Mm. He was released after serving 3 years in March of 95.
Damn, I didn't know he did that much time. I knew he went to jail.
Yeah, he went for quite a while.
Yeah.
And he goes in, because I remember, I was watching these fights back in these days, and I remember Mike Tyson was like built and pretty big, but he was like, when he got out of prison, he was jacked.
I bet. Yeah.
Oh.
3 years and nothing but.
But he never.
Wanting to fight.
The worst thing about it is he was like in his prime mm-hmm. when he goes to prison. He comes out and he's really not. It's not his prime anymore. We're talking. So in 1996, he recaptures the heavyweight title and then tried to keep it. And I remember watching fights after that. I mean, he's still a beast, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He's.
It just sucks that because of that, he got robbed of all those years. And that,
well, it's,
that the whole prison thing takes a huge toll on your mind.
Right.
Consistently. You never forget it. Things remind you of it all the time. You know, and that's,
right.
that just sucks.
Well, I mean, he shouldn't have done what he did.
He was robbed. Well,
he shouldn't have raped
a
girl.
If he for sure did it.
Right, which we don't know.
We don't know that. Yeah.
Right.
If he for sure did it, then yeah.
There was enough to convict him of the crime. to convict him with a grand jury, and then it goes to that. So, I mean, it's any way you look at it, it's an unfortunate night.
Yeah.
Because that night essentially takes down, like, the baddest boxer of all time.
Baddest man on the planet. Easily. Right. Easily.
Easily.
Yeah.
The only thing that can take down a fighter is the law.
That's right. And so he goes on to come back, and he has some great fights. One of those fights being against Evander Holyfield. Now, he was never able to beat Evander Holyfield. So now he's this bad dude, you know, and he's doing good again. It's the 90s. It's 1997. And you could just watch it. So Evander Holyfield is not, I guess he's not tougher, but he's not Mike Tyson. You know what I mean? But Evander Holyfield was probably the most underrated heavyweight of all time. Because this dude is, he was a boxer. He was able to keep Mike Tyson not close. So Tyson couldn't get the power punch on him. He could take the punches.
I think he was able to ollie him. He was able to
absolutely.
To play with his mind. And
oh, completely.
I think that's what it was. Tyson let it get to him a little bit.
Oh, big time.
If I remember,
go take care of your
really, couldn't really get down to it.
Okay.
To get.
I'm just going to say something. If I remember correctly, there's like three types of boxing. There's like the bruiser. Then there's like the Muhammad Ali. And I can't remember the third one.
Yeah. Yeah,
you got your bruiser,
right.
You got your dancer. Like
you can come back in. Just put your dog somewhere.
Hey, what you doing?
Close the door there.
But that's the crazy part is I remember watching that fight, dude, and Tyson is so frustrated.
Yeah.
So Holyfield is just like boxing. Tyson didn't think it was going to go that way. He thought he was going to punch him.
Yeah. He's getting frustrated. See, I didn't get to watch it. I was only, six then. So I've watched clips of it, though. I go back a lot and watch as many clips as I can. I mean, I've never watched the full fight. But, yeah, you can just see that he was just frustrated and not himself. I think if Tyson doesn't go to prison and Tyson's still got his confidence going, he's doing all that, and he doesn't let Holyfield get in his head, I think he beats him.
Oh, yeah.
Even though Holyfield is great.
Oh, Holyfield's amazing.
Taking nothing from Holyfield.
Yeah, Holyfield was a very good boxer.
Yeah.
And it's a good... I mean, it was a decent fight, but yeah, he was getting beat. He was just all around. And he was getting...
Did Muhammad Ali ever fight Holyfield?
No.
That's way too... Is that...
That's
the gap
way
that
too
big?
Late.
The gap was that big.
Muhammad Ali was 70s.
That's what I thought.
60s, 50s, then, 60s, 70s.
Yeah, and then Tyson comes out late 80s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish the times would have been closer.
Dude, we should. I would love to do an episode on Ali. He's my favorite of all time.
Yeah. You ever seen that movie with Will Smith, Ali?
I did.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and then I watched a bunch of documentaries, and I was a big Ali fan as a kid. Like, I mean.
I need to rewatch that movie because I've only watched it when I was a kid. And
my father.
And, you know, you go back and you watch something as an adult, and you understand it so much more. So I need to go back.
So he was the ultimate self promoter.
Yeah.
That's
I think
what
he started
he did.
That stuff is what he did.
Oh, 100%.
He was the first one to do
and,
it.
Oh, they hated him.
Yeah.
Oh, Cassius Clay, man, they hated him.
Yeah.
And he was like telling everybody how pretty he was and he's the best boxer of all time before he was. But he messed with their mind before he ever got in the ring.
Yeah.
Then when he got in the ring, they were so mad.
They were Tyson against Holyfield.
They were. And that's what he did. The rope-a-dope, the hands down, like all of the... He was a showman.
Yeah.
And it was
and
what
was
made
a damn
him...
Good boxer.
Oh.
What was the saying? The hands can't hit what the eyes don't see.
You didn't say all of it.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. The hands can't hit what the eyes don't see. Or can't
nice.
See.
Nice.
Very good. He's watched quite a bit of Ollie stuff with me. I'm a big Ollie fan.
Yeah.
You should go box at the place here in town. Dude, go take some of that aggression out. With your hands instead of on football too. We'll do football still, but I bet you could do it. I bet you're pretty good.
I love boxing.
I love boxing.
Well, then go be a boxer. Why not?
Yeah.
I do love
I wish I
hands.
Was young enough to do it.
You know, fine, I will. All I will try.
I'll hold you to that. I'll text you in the morning.
Is there...
No, he won't. He'll be on an airplane.
I won't. I'll text you next Wednesday.
Airplane mode. Don't need that.
So I remember, I don't have this anymore here, but I remember when it was later in Tyson's career. He kept trying, and it wasn't going great. And he had lost the animal that was in him, man. And that was because of that piece of crap Don King, man. So Don King takes over because he was with that D'Amato for years. Like, the badass Mike Tyson, everybody knows, was with that cuss D'Amato.
Yeah.
As soon as he signs the big money contract with Don King, because Don King was the boxing promoter, but he basically stole all their money. He was, that's what he was. He was a boxing.
Guys, yeah.
Yeah. He's basically the UFC, that Dana White. Yeah. Dana White makes all the money off all the UFC crap.
Dana White doesn't even own the UFC.
No, but he, well, that's how he became. He makes
way more money than his fighters do. And
he
stuff.
Does.
Yeah, I do think
but
he
he's the promoter. He's the current day Don King.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much UFC is all about NIL. Name, likeness, and what is it?
Right,
and
that's how boxing was.
Image and likeness. I mean, that's what they're trying to make the UFC. Like, they're pocketing
but the
all
problem
that money
is that
they want the guys to make their own money on the side.
The problem is that the UFC fighters don't make near the money that boxers ever make.
No, and they should.
They should.
I mean, the pay-per-views are there, aren't they?
I'm watching UFC because of the fighters, not because of Dana White.
No, absolutely. Not because of the UFC. I'm watching it because of the names. I don't buy every... I never watch it without you. We always watch together. And we literally talk throughout the weeks like, well, we got this guy, and this guy. You base it off the fighters.
Right.
And they don't know how to pick a card to save their life. Every, like, what is it, 2 or 3 months out of the year, they pick a good card that we actually really like. I mean...
Right. But they do that because that's... That's what they know, that like Conor McGregor is going to bring in a bunch of money. Yeah. We're going to watch that fight.
I'm a huge McGregor fan.
Right.
Even though I think his time's behind him. I think he's too rich.
He is. He's not the same guy no more.
The rumors are it's going to be him and Michael Chandler, which to me is great. Michael Chandler, we love Michael Chandler. He's freaking awesome, but he is coming off of a couple losses, even though he had that bad. And they're all close fights, though.
Right.
So it's going to be awesome. And I don't care if he's lost 6 or 7 times in a row. I'm going to watch Conor McGregor.
Oh, I am
no
too.
No matter what. I'm going to watch Dustin Poirier.
Oh, I'm watching Cowboy.
Gaethje. I'm watching Cowboy retired.
Oh, did he?
We just missed his last one. We couldn't get together for it. We were both busy.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. And then...
But there's a bunch of them out right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So there's a bunch of them that we're not missing. Hell, if Ronda Rousey said she's coming back to do a UFC fight, I'm watching that shit.
Yeah, I'm going
to
watch
it. But I'm watching that for the people.
Playboy. I loved her. Or Sports Illustrated. That's what it was. I got that magazine when I was in prison. I gave it to my celly when I left. And there were some sticky pages.
Sorry, but that's what Grandpa. I'm saying. So Mike Tyson was doing well, but he wasn't getting the, like, I don't know. He goes to Don King. Don King steals all of his money. It was just a ridiculous thing. Mm-hmm. And then he was making a ton of money because of the promotions and blah, 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 blah. But it just sucks because it was more about the money than the fights and all of that stuff. And that's always the way that it goes. So anyways, I'll jump off of that soapbox for a minute. And we'll go back. Oh, dude. Lennox Lewis. I remember watching that fight. And... They made Mike Tyson seem like when they came out, it was like they were so mad at each other. There was all these problems. They made a huge spectacle at the weigh-in the day before.
Made it more than what it was.
And then the next day in the ring, when they come out, they had security all around the ring and then diagonal. So you had Lennox Lewis on one side in his corner, Mike Tyson in his corner. And then you had security lined up from corner to corner in between them.
Mm-hmm.
So that way they couldn't get to
each
other.
All just a show.
All a show.
Yeah.
Lennox Lewis wiped the floor with Tyson. Wasn't even a match.
Damn.
And then it was just, it sucked. Because it was all about the money. He's trying to make money back and stuff like that. Because he got taken by Don King. It's ridiculous. Anyway, Mike Tyson, you want to come talk about it. You come in here. I watched almost all your fights. Let's hash this out.
Both of you. Both of us. All three of us. Huge fans of Tyson.
Huge fans. Huge fans. I would love to talk about all of this stuff with Mike Tyson. Come on the show.
Graces.
Let's talk about it.
Graces with
I don't
presence.
Think we're big enough to get him.
I don't know. Well, you're talking to Jamie and Seth and Jacob.
Fucked down. Yeah. You're one of us.
Dude.
You have confidence.
I don't know what you... I don't know what you're talking about.
You get to boxing.
Yeah.
We're going to host
anyways,
a fucking fight in the backyard.
Mike,
you versus Tyson.
You have your
Tilson
people contact our
Tyson.
People. It's us. We're our people.
Yeah, call Jamie.
We're going to set that up. All right. One last little quick thing. If you liked Mike Tyson biting off Evander Holyfield's ear, then go support their new business. It's called Holy Ears. And those two have paired up together, and they're apparently...
Are you shitting me right now?
I'm not fucking joking at all. it says, I thought biting ears was more of a bath salts thing, but I'll have to trust in Mike Tyson's judgment. Says, gummy bears, butterflies, those peach ring things. Oh, an ear. The name Holy Ears is really unsettling too, especially around the holiday season. I get the play on words, but there's something unsettling about the double entendre here.
Tendre. It's double entendre.
Oh my god.
It's not double entendre.
I'm gonna do more research. Go check out Holy Ears. I don't know. It's freaking funny.
You know he's gonna make another.
It sounds like an edible
this.
Or something. I know Mike Tyson's very well. He's very big in that kind of stuff.
I actually do think that it might be because he says here, if I was on cannabis, I wouldn't have bit his ear.
Yeah. Yeah. I know he's big into that business.
Oh,
from
man.
The Joe Rogan podcast.
I've watched I listened to that episode.
Yeah.
I think that we could interview Mike Tyson better. So come on, ours.
We love you, Rogan, too, though.
We love you, Rogan.
Rogan's a beast. You know that?
Oh, you
dude,
do.
His
he's
kicks
an
are
animal.
Beastly.
Yeah.
Hey,
huge
remember,
fan of
yeah.
Joe Rogan also.
No, that was all just promoting our podcast there, saying we're good. That's all that was. Don't make me come down to Texas, all right,
yeah.
and go on the mat with
there.
Rogan. We don't want that.
Hey. By the way, do you guys remember you only have two microphones? How can you guys both interview a person?
Oh,
dude,
we'll get a third.
Yeah, if Mike Tyson's people contacts our people,
we're dumping our savings accounts. I mean, we're going crazy. I'm taking loans out.
Account.
I'm going to be in debt for a long time.
Yeah, we're renting. We're moving all of this down to Tilson Customs. We're putting it in shop.
We're redoing everything. We're putting in a fancy bathroom with an asshole sprayer that cleans it. You know,
right? Well, I
just sit there and say now. And it just sprays your butthole clean.
That's right.
It's gonna be fancy in there.
He's like, I like that.
Yeah,
that was really nice.
That was the ninth.
Yeah.
You gotta remember all your ethics are at this.
I didn't say I was all Seth. All Seth was, said all that.
It was Theth. T-H-E-T-H.
If he actually does come out, I vote that he just punches Seth.
I'm gonna show him that picture.
We'll video it.
I'm gonna show him that picture you made of me on that fucking news thing. That's
yeah, he's definitely
he's taking completely
you
different
out,
guy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a microphone. There's no point in knocking me out.
All right.
Well,
we ended up making this a lot longer than what we planned on, but this was actually a pretty fun episode.
Fun. Yeah,
good time. All right. So thank you guys. Go donate crap tons of money to us at Patreon. Become our patrons. We're going to be doing some fun stuff on Patreon.
Follow us on TikTok and give us a chance to make money also. You know, we need a certain amount of followers to start. We're going to start making more TikToks. I think the first one went really well for not even preparing for it. We literally just did a podcast and he mentioned an idea to me and I said, well, let's run with it. And then we posted it and 70,000, 80,000 views later, I think. We're climbing.
I
think we're almost at
90,000. Damn near 90 by now.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Probably.
Yeah. It's going pretty awesome.
Not bad for a first time, you know?
Right. Yeah. So we got some other ideas. We're going to be posting some more 90, stuff.
90,000 exactly.
90,000 exactly right now? Oh, that's freaking awesome.
89.9, but it'll get there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So we're a little bit shy. So, I mean, thank you for correcting that.
Yep. I don't want
to. No. So, yeah. Go check us out on TikTok at Crack and Crime. We are doing this giveaway. We will do that.
Let's do that this upcoming week.
Next weekend.
Let's do it either the weekend or Thursday night. One of those guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're going to be doing it in 6 months.
We're going to do that. We're also going to be doing the ham giveaway. If you give me at least 1,000 more TikTok followers, and I'm buying fucking 9 hams. Give us 1,000 TikTok.
So,
go in there, sign up
on
it.
So we've got to get...
Tell your friends, sign up on it.
So what you're saying, we got to get to...
We got to get to 1,000 followers on TikTok.
Oh, we're almost at 1,000 followers.
Sounds like it's going to be easy. Everybody get on there. Make it happen.
Oh, man. That's a lot. He just wants to give away hams. He does like... I mean, he He likes ham.
You get a ham. You get a ham.
My girlfriend's got a
ham. Yeah, Seth is going to be the Oprah of ham. That's right. He's giving everybody a ham.
My girlfriend's got two hams in her ham. In her back pockets. And I love
That's it. What I was thinking. Yeah, Seth got what I was thinking. All right. Thank you, guys. Remember, Patreon at Crackin' Crime. But Facebook at Crackin' Crime. Twitter at Crackin' Crime. Instagram, guess where? I can't remember. That's at Crackin' Crime.
At Crackin'.
Oh, wait. No, wait. That one's at Jamie Tilson.
Cream A.
I'm working on all these different accounts. We're getting all there. At Crackin' Crime, at Jamie Tilson, or at Seth Tilson. Come find us. We like you guys. Thank you for checking in everything.
Lay follow us, bitches.
All right. Till next week, we want to see a bunch of new patrons on there. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
Yep. As-salamu alaykum.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.